Astronomers at the University of Utah are looking for people to help identify distant stars. Utah's Attorney General leads a delegation to Washington, D.C. to discuss immigration reform. Governor Herbert meets President Obama to discuss the fiscal cliff. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, December 5th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Astronomers at the University of Utah are looking for volunteers of all kinds to participate in the Andromeda Project. KUER's Terry Gilday explains.
University professors need help examining thousands of images of the Andromeda Galaxy generated by the Hubble Space Telescope. Anil Seth is an assistant professor of physics and astronomy. He hopes hundreds of volunteers will help his team identify star clusters in the photos.
This is going to be the largest sample of these star clusters that are known in any spiral galaxy. And star clusters are really interesting because they all form at the same time. There are a group of stars, maybe hundreds, thousands, millions of stars that all formed at the same time. So we can use them to study the history of the galaxy. We can also use them to study how stars form in galaxies.
Seth says anyone can participate, and a short tutorial on the project website will give people the skills they need to begin looking at images.
The images are available at www.andromedaproject.org. Just click on the images and draw little circles. It's a very interactive interface. And then for people who are really interested, there's going to be additional background information and that kind of thing for people who aren't just interested in clicking but also are interested in maybe learning a little bit more about the project.
Professor Seth will discuss the Andromeda Project during a Science Night live presentation tonight at 5:30 at Keys on Main in Salt Lake City. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
Utah's Attorney General Mark Schertlef joined with other conservative political leaders from around the country yesterday, calling for immigration reform in Washington. Schertlef spoke along with business, faith, and law enforcement leaders at a news conference, kicking off a two-day national strategy session. He says the Republican Party has been focused on the wrong people, pushing for punitive enforcement-only policies in some states.
We've been pandering in some cases to a small minority of our party, that mainstream American Republicans and conservatives truly believe in a uniquely American solution to this problem. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Those are conservative principles. We are calling upon Congress now with this new strategy, forging a new consensus.
The Salt Lake Chamber's chief economist, Natalie Gochner, is holding up the Utah Compact and subsequent state legislation as an example of a civil and constructive approach to immigration reform. Governor Gary Herbert and a bipartisan group of five other governors met with President Barack Obama yesterday over the impending fiscal cliff and what it might mean for the states. The small group from the National Governors Association made their case that no matter what the agreement is, it needs to get done before the automatic spending cuts take place. Herbert says the states are even willing to take less money.
Look, we'll take less money. Just take away the strings that are attached to it, and we'll find ways to do more with less. It's win-win all the way around. It'll help you balance your budget. We'll be able to service our customers better and balance our own budget.
If Congress cannot reach an agreement before the deadline, Utah officials predict the state could lose $500 million in federal revenue.
The new owners of the Powder Mountain Ski Resort see its future as an alpine bohemian village for innovative business thinkers. The new owners are the Summit Group, a limited liability corporation of young entrepreneurs who claim backing from some deep-pocketed investors. They plan to ditch some more ambitious real estate development plans that had riled up residents of the Ogden Valley. Utah Attorney General Mark Schertlef is suing oil giant BP Amoco for collecting state money to clean up spills from leaky storage tanks under service stations. Schertlef says BP had its own insurance policies for cleanups and wasn't entitled to about $1.5 million from Utah's Petroleum Storage Tank Fund. BP says the state actions are without merit and do not amount to fraud. University officials from BYU and Utah State have postponed today's scheduled basketball game after a Utah State basketball player collapsed at practice yesterday afternoon. A university spokesman says Danny Berger stopped breathing and emergency responders had to use a defibrillator on him. He's at Intermountain Medical Center in stable but critical condition. Berger is a junior from Medford, Oregon. He is a starting forward for the Utah State Aggies. And finally, Nicole Dunn will stay on as Salt Lake County's deputy mayor. She served in that position for 4 years under Peter Caroon, and she'll add the title chief administrative officer when Ben McAdams takes office next month. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, December 5th. the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.